I'm Talking, episode 394 for November 2nd, 2025. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking anoint. So I'm not sure anoint is a common word. I don't know. But looking at the dictionary definition, there's two things that jump out. One is on the more religious side, which is to rub with oil. And if you're familiar with the Old Testament, you'll know about that. The other one, which I think may be more common for the general public, is to nominate or choose. I think of it as when we confer on somebody something, like they're the next big thing in some realm or another. And oftentimes compared to a previous person that held that kind of title, like, you know, they're the next Shaquille O'Neal or they're the next Kobe Bryant, something like that, if you're a basketball fan like I am. But the thing that we know about the word anoint is it becomes a human highlight. It's something that humans bestow on another human for accomplishments or something they've done. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. So today's word comes from Psalm 23:5 that says, "You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings." So right there in those verses, or in that verse, I'm sorry, we see that it is God's choice of who is anointed. And we also see that there's a timing associated with that. It's in God's timing, it's God's person, it's God's situation. He's in control. He is the sovereign God. Also, think about this in a sense of, can we claim this? This is a Psalm of David, and we know he was anointed by Samuel to become king. So does that mean that we can't claim that verse either, which says, "You honor me by anointing my head with oil"? Well, I think we can, because we are children of God. We have been chosen by him to spend eternity in his presence in heaven with him. And so in that sense, we are anointed. So when we think of the word anoint, that is something that God has done for us. And it's something that we can't take for granted. It's something that we have to realize is precious. I think that's what the verse says. "You prepared a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings." If we believe that, and if we are truly anointed by the one true God, we need to live a life of ecstasy. We need to live a life of excellence. We need to live a life that's full and draws people to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast.